Hello there. Thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. I trust that God would bless you for doing this. The aim of these recordings are to get people to think about the Word of God and the questions that we ask and the answers in light of what God has to say in His Word, the Bible. My question today is this: since evil and suffering exist, a loving God cannot. You might say that's a statement, not a question. Well, it is a statement that many people make. And they work on this premise that the presence of suffering means the absence of God. And I suppose we have to ask the question, is this obstacle to faith insurmountable? Can we believe wholeheartedly in a living and omnipotent Father? And as a result, do I have to paper over the reality of evil and pain round about me? Well, actually, when we begin to look at life and consider the complexities of life, we discover there are certain things that God has put in place to preserve us. Pain, in some circumstances, is a preserving factor so that we don't incur further damage or hurt or pain. There also needs to be taken into consideration that life is not just existence upon this planet. If that were the case, and if God had only created us to exist for a limited period in this world, maybe you could argue the case He should have made it a better world. But actually, the truth seems to be in this: that God made a world without pain, without suffering, without hurt. He warned the first man, Adam, that the day he ate of the fruit and he disobeyed the simple instruction of God, that dying he would die, he would bring death upon himself, a process and an end product. And by one man's act of disobedience, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, opening the floodgate to pain and hurt and shame. Now you might say, is God not greater than to conquer that? Well, if He created men and women who could only do one thing, they would not be thinking, rational people who had the ability to make choices. But He gave us free will, and as a result, we've brought sin and death and pain into our world. Now, this is a big argument, and in a couple of minutes we would not tackle the whole thing. But I'd like to leave with you a verse from the Bible, a verse that says this: Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. I would like to suggest to you the answer to God's attitude to our suffering is this: that despite permitting men to make decisions that had consequences, and holding them accountable for those decisions, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into a world of sin when He came from a world of perfection. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and He has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. God promises an eternity without suffering, but He sent His Son into this world to secure that eternal promise of salvation through the death of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, if you or I were to realize that we are guilty before God, and that suffering lies at the feet of men's actions and interactions and activities, and yet God intervened, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. The Bible says God spared not His only Son, but delivered Him up for us all. You could know God's rich blessing and great salvation. I trust you will. And pray that you would consider this message, read the Word of God for yourself. Text to this number, 07747101352, the words Bible with your name and address, and we will send you a Bible. And we trust that you will come to know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. Thank you so much for listening.